Hallelujah. He made something beautiful out of nothing. Did you understand? When you came to the Lord, you didn't have anything. What did you give the Lord? What did we give to the Lord? We did not have anything but a broken life, a sinful broken life. That's what we came to the Lord with. Undone. But look at what the Lord has done. And as you keep yielding to the Lord, you have to give Him yourself and let Him do it. If you try to do it, you're going to fail. And also, if God calls you for a purpose and you fight and fight it, it's hard to kick against the pricks. You know, the calling, the gifts, the calling of God, His purpose in your life is without repentance. If you can get away, if you can stop it, if you can hold it and where it's never performed in your life, God didn't call you. That's the spring. He didn't call you. And He doesn't call everybody. But the Lord will use every source. Jonah tried it, but it didn't work. He said, I'll buy my fare. I'll take a flight. I'll take a sail. I'll go somewhere. I just get away from it. I just want to get away from it. You know, Jonah felt, I just want to get away from everything. Sometimes you feel like that, don't you? And then something pricks you because you're dealing with deity. You're dealing with God that none of us understand. None of us. I like planets and I like to watch nature. That's one of my favorite things to do. It relaxes me. Plus, I give the glory to God when I see awesome creatures. Awesome creation that there's creation that you've never seen, never heard. Don't even know the names. And I watch that sometimes. It relaxes my mind. It gets you away from all of this news nonsense. There ain't nothing in that. That's just mess up your mind many times. But get away and I watch nature, how nature operates. And then I cannot, when I see those mighty whales in the sea monsters, and I'm glad I'm not there, but I give the glory to God. When I see the lions and the, oh Lord, I'm glad I'm not there. Lunchtime. See ya. But the awesomeness of God and His creation makes you fear Him. And then, just ahead of us, He's going to make Leo the lion that tears that little zebra in part. Going to make that same lion eat straw like the zebra. Going to make the lion to eat straw, right? And they will not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain. That is not a mountain like a hill up there, Mariposa, but it's the kingdom of God, which is called a mountain. They shall not hurt. So what you're hearing tonight, you don't want it to slip. You don't want to lose it. Because I'm going to show you, you just don't want to lose the word of God tonight, and you can lose it. And in, I just want a little time here to go through, because some things take time, and you have to just slow down. But in Matthew, excuse me, I want to go through this chapter, really I want to do, but I have to go maybe tonight and tomorrow and Wednesday night. If I'm not finished tonight, I want to just go over it because you need this. And it's Jesus was explaining the kingdom, but he was using parables. Do you understand that? When he's using some types or so, and explaining it so you'll get it. But I thank you for coming out tonight, and I want you to be attentive. Every time is not always shouting, but sometimes you sit and hear the word of God. Otherwise, the church will not mature. So tonight, I'm not here gonna talk about your job, what you can get. I'm not even going to talk about your family. I'm not going to talk about nothing like that tonight. I want to talk about something a little more heavier. Amen. And I'm building a church with knowledge. See, an understanding, if you would listen, you would be, you like Sister Joy was saying, how the knowledge that she is receiving. And she came from, and I'm not knocking anything, but you came from a tremendous Bible school there in northern Luzon. But she came and she realized, oh my God, there's more to the word. There's much more, and she's happy. She's rejoicing. And God is beginning to use her in a greater way. She's settling down. She realized that, hey, God is to be feared and God is to be worshipped. And I'm supposed to submit to the Lord. And I have a pastor that I submit to, and she's finding out that her pastor is not in the Philippines. There's nobody in the Philippines pastoring her right now. I am the pastor. Amen. And she's finally accepting that. She can't have 2-3 pastors. You know, you telling her one thing and somebody else telling her another thing, that means both of us cannot be true. See, there's one of us has got to be false. If you have a pastor in a local church that you go to and they're your pastor, but you don't take advice from them, you take it from a pastor next door or somewhere else, another church or somewhere, then one of us is false. Because you can't have two masters. No man. In other words, no man can have two masters. I cannot pastor this church and then I'm pastoring somebody else's church at the same time in Fresno or some other place. I'm just trying to show you that you cannot serve two masters. Or you're in a church, one church, but you tithe in another church. I've seen all that foolishness. Somebody says, "Send me your tithe." How can you do that? When the scripture said, "Let all the tithe come into the storehouse." That's where you're fed with the word of God. Now if your local pastor is feeding you and you're not getting enough, well, why don't you if you did not get enough, like say tonight, well, just get Wednesday night tape and go home and play it over, and then you'll get a double portion. Amen. Or you get this morning service and tonight service. You want more? Take those two together and stay up an extra hour, and then you'll get fed all day. Amen? So tonight we want to ask God's blessing, and I want to, upon the word, and I want to go through this because I think I've touched this before, and I have my new Bible, and boy, is it hard sometimes to see these white pages. That's why when you sit there and you don't help me, it's kind of hard on me, but I want to hear you read, and I know you're reading, but I want you to read loud, not silent, okay? Because when you're so quiet, then I cannot hear you. Plus, it keeps me awake. Okay, so in Matthew chapter 13, praise God, we ask God's blessing upon his word, and it's Sunday night, and I want to go through here because there's many people that want to hear this word of God. And I want to encourage you to read the blog that we're putting on, that I'm personally writing it, and Sister Rosie's typing it up and post it. But I'm the one that's going and writing it, and I'm there until she posts it. So I have number 2. Did you read any? Anybody read them yet? Well, you need to, because the purpose is you can see, right? And you can hear, but some people are hard to hear. so they might be able to see. So when you're reading it, and after a while, you're going to begin to understand. So we already have two up, and by maybe tomorrow or so, we'll have number three. But I already have them written. See, I already have them written too, because this is serious about getting the Word of God in any way you can out there. And I pray that people that will listen to the Word of God and don't tell yourself that I know it, I don't need, I'm busy, and I can't. There's no such thing as I'm so busy. I'm so busy I cannot study the Word of God. I cannot read the Word of God. Don't use those words. I'm so busy. You know, and you don't have time for the Word of God. See, don't ever put anything before the Word of God. See, don't ever put, and listen to what I'm saying now. Don't ever get into that trap. Because that you say, oh, Pastor, how do you know? If you've ever been where I've been and see what I've seen and talk to people that I've seen around the world. Okay, I've talked to a lot of people. You're not the first people. And I've talked and deal with a lot of different people about the, I've been to India, have you? I've been there 5 times, so I must know a few little things, right? So I'm trying to tell you that people are people, and people's got problems. And God is the one who solved these, if you will give it to him. So I want to get into the 13th chapter of Matthew. And Matthew was a tax collector that came to Jesus Christ. The Lord called him as he was on the job. He was collecting taxes, and I think he left it and followed Jesus Christ. God has a wonderful, sometimes strange way of calling people. And when he called them, they all left. And look at the reward. Their names will be written on the gates, the 12 gates. Wonderful, eh? And they have their names. Look at them. What if they had a turn down when they did not move when Jesus called them? He figured his job, his taxes was more important. You never hear about Matthew. Like the rich young ruler, you don't even know his name. He went away nameless. Remember Jesus says, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come back and follow me. He couldn't do it. It was too much. But he made a wrong decision. He lost. He has nothing right now because all of that is gone. It turned to dust. But if he had followed Jesus, no doubt he could have been one of the apostles, or at least close to him. That's why you take up your cross and follow Jesus. And then when you hear the word, you hold on to it. Don't let the devil take it away from you. Okay? The devil is going to attack you in some way or another. And because many times we are not wise enough, we just let it go. But you have to be wise as a serpent, that old serpent. See, he wasn't that wise. He got Eve caught on the first pitch. Okay? But don't let the devil strike you out. Amen? And he's trying to do it as you listen to these scriptures here. So he says, the same day, verse 1, went Jesus out of the house and sat by the sea. That's because he was one of us. He had flesh and blood. He was tired. He get tired. He hunger, thirsty. So he went and he sat by the seashore, and great multitude. You notice he didn't have to advertise anything. Great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. You can picture that. He was there standing in the boat or sitting down, and the multitude on the shore. And he spake many things. Now notice, he spake many things unto them, but it's in parables. They couldn't understand. Can you imagine if I was to stand here tonight and just speaking in parables? I'm touching the parables, but I'm kind of interpreting them a little bit so you can understand, because no one can fathom the mysteries of these parables. Very simple, but you can't fathom the mysteries of it. So we're just going to give you a little bit so you understand to come to church and love God and love the kingdom. That's all I can do for you tonight. See? Because there's so much in these words of God. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, look how simple. Look how simple it is, but powerful. Behold, a sower went out to sow. Everybody knows that, right? You pass there, up and down, you can see them planting or plowing and so on. Even in your own backyard, if you have one, you can sow seeds. So a sower went out to sow, okay? And then when the sower sowed, now you've got to understand, now you ask yourself, who is this sower? Who's the one, who is he talking about? That's himself. See, he's the sower that came from heaven with the word of God, and the seed is the word of God, and he went out to sow, not outside there, but to sow in your hearts. That's where the sower is sowing the word, the field, your heart is the ground. And when he sowed, some seeds, that's the word of God, fell by the wayside. Ah, so here he's sowing it, but some fell by the wayside. Out there? No, he's talking about you. If you're a wayside sower, then you begin to examine yourself and say, what kind of soil I am, as he went on. Said, and the fowls, notice what happened. Oh my God, you're going to have visitation. Every time you hear the word of God, there's visitors come around. That's why sometimes you're so tormented. And sometimes you feel that attack. You get home and everything is all upside down. Something go wrong, the light switch blow. Or something happened, just something to provoke you. You're going in and you step on the cat shouldn't lay there, and you get all excited and want to kick that cat. Always the devil knows how to provoke you and to take the seed away from your heart. So it says here that the fowls, demonic forces, so you're conscious of their other spirit, their spirits around, and they visit you. Oh, I don't never feel them, because you may be so far gone. You have no, you cannot sense the presence of the evil spirit. But when you begin to praise God and love God and draw nigh to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But the fowls, when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. And don't worry, because Jesus is going to interpret it later on, right? Okay, so let me go on through here. And some fell upon stony ground, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness in earth. Deepness. Okay, let me go on. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Read on. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, and some 100-fold, and some 60, and some 30. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, here he's standing and Jesus is preaching. If he stopped like that and went away, you would not receive a thing. Nobody would, you would not understand. The disciples did not understand. So it goes on, said, and the disciples came because it was bothering them. See, they couldn't understand. What is he talking about? See, that's what it should be with you and the word of God. When you don't understand, you can't rest. I got to find pastor. Wow, this is bothering me right here. I don't understand this. I'm not critical, but I just don't, what do you mean by wayside soil and thorny ground and fowls came and picked them up? I just have to know. See, when you get that spirit, you are going to begin to understand. See, because there's something inside of you that want the word of God. So the disciples came and said unto him, why? Look at that. Why speakest thou unto them in parables? They're wondering, because here's preaching, but they're not understanding. You could see a multitude. Can you imagine a crusade and 20,000 people maybe out there, and the preacher gets up and he begins to read or preach parables, a message that that they don't understand? It's like a preacher gets up and he began to preach German or Spanish or some language that the people don't understand. When I was in Mexico and I hear Spanish, I'm shaking my head. Doesn't mean I understood it. I acted like I understand, but there's nothing wrong with a nodding of your head. They think you're intelligent. When you don't know an answer, just nod your head like that. They might think you're intelligent. So he answered and said unto them, because, notice, are you focusing now? Let's read. Because, and he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries. Underline that little word. The mysteries, because you said, oh, that's so easy. It's a mystery. The kingdom of God is in mysteries form. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But notice how he divides it right there. Two groups. Instantly, two groups. See, but to them, the multitude, can you imagine a great multitude out there? And it was not given them. It was not given. But to them, it is not given. To everybody, look at me. So to one was given, and to the other, it was not given. So if it was not given to them, what does that mean? They would have spent an hour or two and walk away dry, empty, and had nothing. That's the way a lot of people in church, they go there for weeks and months and years and don't understand. They don't change the same lifestyle. They have the same spirit, the same attitude. They express themselves the same way. Something has to be given to you in order that you will have an abundance of entrance into the kingdom of God. Something has to be ministered. If it's not given to you, you will not understand the mysteries of God. No, I didn't say that. It's Jesus said. Now, and next verse, is it? That verse? For whosoever hath. Remember now, whosoever hath what? Hath what? Something that's given. To him, that means, yes, had understanding. To him, whosoever hath eyes to see and ears to hear, to him shall be given, and he shall have no more, and he shall have more. So it's an increase. But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away even that he hath not. You mean that? Mathematicians? Right. If you don't have it, zero. And something is taken away from you, what does that mean? Now you're in the minus, right? Tell me, negative. You're gone. Nothing, right? And they're taking away something from you that you don't have. And giving it to somebody that already has. That's what the kingdom is about. When you hear the word of God and you don't respond and hold it, it's taken away from you. You don't just keep it. God didn't just give you the word of the kingdom and let you keep it and do whatever. He takes it away from you. It will leave you. Amen. It will leave it. I want you to understand the scripture now. Very simple. It says, therefore speak I to them in parables. In other words, what Jesus says, why waste my time preaching to them? Why waste time trying to explain to them when it's not given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom? Something was not given to them. And they did not have a heart for God. They did not want it. So the Lord says, they came out, but they didn't want to hear the truth. So the Lord, what the Lord did was hide the truth. And he was preaching. And there were some that understood it. And the message would come and the crowd would hear it, but they would not understand it. But there was a people or a few people that was right with Jesus that heard the same message that would understand it. And it would bypass that group and go to another group like us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They did not understand it. It bypassed them and came to us. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because I love this word. Because they see not. Oh yeah. You seen, but you don't see. Oh. I see you, and I see you over there, but I didn't see you. In other words, you have eyes to see natural things, but you don't have eyes to see spiritual things. You get that? Now, what the mystery of the kingdom is to give you new eyes. Blessed are your eyes, so you can hear, so you can hear. That's what the church will do for you. Equip you with spiritual, what do you call these? Eyeglasses or contacts or take away the cataract from you. I know what I'm talking about. Because I have implanted borrowed eyes. I wasn't born with what I have. But I can see Adriana over there. And she's smiling, shaking her head. That's not bad, right? For somebody that... So, it was given. I didn't have eyes, but it was given to me. I know I can see. So blessed are your eyes, for they see Sister Linda right back there. Amen. You get that? All right now. So, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not. So they were both deaf and blind. Neither do they understand. And they have no brains. What kind of people are they? What? Lord, please don't give me a church like that. Is anybody out there like this? I am talking to the members that they don't have eyes, they don't have hearing, and they don't have no brains. No understanding. And I've wasted my time. So why preach to them? If they can't see, they can't hear. And I don't know sign language. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. They came out to church. They went there on the beach standing listening to Jesus, not knowing they were fulfilling a prophecy. Which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. You want to come to church and say, that's not me. I will never be in that category. I don't want. But it's your spirit, your attitude, and you've got to cry out to the Lord, open my eyes that I might see. Like the song was saying, Lord, you take that broken life of mine and help me. Do you get that? See, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes, they notice who closed it. And their eyes, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their hearts. An understanding heart. You have to have that. And should be converted, and I should heal them from their blindness. From the fall. Those are strong scripture. You wouldn't want those scriptures against you, right? Because you've never been in the kingdom of God. You can go to church and you haven't heard a word. You don't make changes. You go to church and you're still the same person. You're still the same spirit. Your attitude is the same. You don't have the love of God in your heart. You don't hear the word of God. You think you do. And then the devil puts you up here. And you feel awfully good about yourself. When at that time you need to fall before the Lord and your face. And said, open my eyes. God, you can have a talent and lose it. Do you see? You can have a gift and lose it. The devil take it away from you. He's glad when you don't use it. Because you're not dangerous to him. My God. But everybody tonight in this church should be a danger to the devil. When the devil see you, he should say, Paul I know, and Jesus I know. Put your name in it. I don't want to be under who are you. Sorry. But blessed are your eyes. Somebody ought to shout. Jesus turned to the disciples and said to those boys, you're not like that. You got blessed eyes. Look at the multitude going back home, blind, deaf, and no understanding. But look at you right now. You're still in the boat. You're still in the church. You're with me. You're blessed of God. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly, that word verily means truly I say unto you. Ah, that's powerful. Read on. That many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you have, which you hear and have not heard them. My God. He's still saying that to us tonight. What are you hearing? Here you are. And the multitudes didn't hear it. But you've got to, 2,000 years later, you've got a chance to sit down in a church on a Sunday night hearing the word of God. Somebody ought to shout. Somebody, you have a blessed eyes and blessed ears. And no matter what the devil throw at you, no matter what the devil comes up with, you're not moved because you're grounded on the rock. He's going to test you. Everything that he tests you to get you off, to throw you off. But I shall not be moved. I'm just like a tree planted. Somebody not shouting. By the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Hear ye, therefore, the parables of the sower. Now, this is Jesus' explanation. Can you believe Jesus? He knows. He gave the parables. Let's find out what he said. Hear ye therefore the parables of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. Underline that. Not just the word or good news. Because the word of the kingdom. You have to hear the word of the kingdom. That's why tonight we're preaching the word of the kingdom. In other words, the word that will get you into the kingdom. They were not going to be in it. They'll see Abraham and Isaac entering it because they were hearing, but they were not hearing. And you can be in church, but you're not hearing the word of the kingdom, though it's preached. Because when you hear it, it's not just hear it with this, but you hear it with your heart. Understanding. You get that? You don't hear with just this. You hear with understanding. And when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh, you're going to have a visitor. When the kingdom message is preached and you didn't understand, look out. You're going to have a visitor and he's wicked. He's called a wicked one. I wonder who that would be. Satan. That is Satan. Well, I don't know if there's a Satan. Well, you'll find out. Because you're going to have a visitor. Then cometh the wicked one. And what does he do? He catcheth away that which was sown where? Deep in your heart. He has access to your inside. And he takes the word of God out of your heart and make a mess out of you. You're tormented. You're acting all silly. When you should be running to the rock, you're not running to the rock. When you should be standing up, when you should be strong, you're weak. Because without the word of God, you cannot be strong. He catches the word out of your heart. But that heart, you got to hide the word there where you don't know where it's at. But because it didn't go down deep like the wayside soil, it's just on top. But let it go deep in your heart. And he catches away that which was sown, preached, given, sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by what? The wayside. I didn't say that. He's explaining it now. Very simple, but very powerful. And he that receiveth the seed into... Now, number two ground, the stony place, the same is he that heareth the word and anon right away or quickly, Jesus, Amen. And on with joy, excuse me, receive it. Right away they spring up with joy. Happy Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. And now they're excited. But, have you ever said, I got something for you. I got something for you. And the devil meets you around the corner. Notice, right away with joy. They're excited, but anon with joy. Verse. Anon with joy. He receiveth it. Is that 21? Yeah. Yeah, but he that receiveth the seed into stony place. Yeah. The same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy. Notice everybody say, oh my, what a wonderful Christian man or woman. Oh, what God, I want to be like them. Okay, see them a few weeks after. A couple of years, they might last. With joy, receive the word. They praise the Lord. And let's go on. Sunday night, Sunday morning, they're excited, but see them Tuesday. Yet hath he not root in himself. There's no root there. And you know a plant without root, ask Joni, what happened? But endure it for a while, a little while in the church. Excited. But something is coming. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. That's one of the great things, you get offended. And most times, it's against the church you're offended. The church didn't do you anything. It's not the church. You get your lights turned off. It's not the church that stopped you from paying your light bill. But you didn't pay. Well, it's that church. Well, go ahead and blame God. If I didn't give my tithe, I would have my light bill. No. Have you ever thought about if you didn't buy that expensive dress or suit or shoes? You can spend $1,000 almost for a suit. And you say more than that. I don't know if anybody. Amen. And he had. And said, yet, go back to that. Yet had he not root in himself. So it's important for the word to take root. But endure it for a while. They're going to be in church for a little while. Something is going to happen to take them out of church. Or get you turned against the church. Because that's the old purpose of the devil. Everything that happened to you is the devil trying to root you up. Because you know the root didn't go down deep. So it's pulling on you till it pulls you up. And unless you take heed to the word and send your root down. And be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by, he's offended, or she's offended, or whatever, whoever. He also that receiveth seed among thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of the world, I gotta have this. I gotta go here. I gotta do this. Oh, I couldn't miss that function and go to church. I couldn't miss that football game. Me come to church when I have a special game playing next week. I couldn't go. I have to see them running each other. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness, look at that, of riches. Choke the word. Notice what he does. A stranglehold, you know, stranglehold, and he's speaking parables. And choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. You know what that means? Your tree doesn't produce. When you could have been clapping your hands playing the tambourine, dancing, and like Miriam dance, and dance like David dance, and you sit there, no joy, no dance. Unprofitable, unfruitful. When Jesus come over, there's no fruit. When you should have been bringing forth fruit and joy and cause the church to come alive. Ah, I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. And you begin singing and praising. You don't have any joy. And you can have a gift, you can have a talent, but no joy. God, oh, I feel the Lord right there. But he that receiveth, am I there? Receive it in the good ground. Ah, yes. But notice, but he that receiveth seed into, that's where we're heading, into the good ground, because this is the only ground that's going to bring the kingdom. Is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 160 and some 30. Well, all that is good, but there's one that I want to have. Why don't I have 100? Why don't you have 100? True rain and shine, sickness or health, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. I love this man Christ Jesus to the end. Hallelujah, somebody. I love this man. I pledge to serve this man. I give you my, I will, let me tell you something. Marriage is good. At least can be good. It should be good. It may be good. Perhaps. But there's nothing like being married to Jesus Christ. Because even your natural partner, and please don't hold it against me, I'm not there. But sometimes, you know, look at you all ready to stone me. But you know, hey, let's face it. Until death we part. You swore, until death we part. Now, you better make sure it's not until the death of our love. Are you all looking at me like that for? You die before you die. Until death? Did what? Is that what you said? Until death we part? But what death? You don't feel like saying, honey, lock the door and turn the lights down anymore. What are you all looking at me like that for? You know, you're looking. Something died. But I want to show you tonight that the love of God in your heart is not like that. It's not like human love. When you are a good ground, it's not like human love. This love doesn't die. True sorrows, true tribulation, true persecution. You'll never be a wayside soil. You'll never be a thorny ground soil. But you are a good ground. Somebody shout. Hey, you are a good ground. Where God can come and sow seeds in your heart. Anytime. Next verse. And then he went on. Another parable. Put he forth unto them, saying. Notice it's all about the kingdom. He's learning and doing everything he can with simple explanation to show them. But it's parables. Now, look at me. If he used parables then, what about now? What about now? Do you think that if back there, those people couldn't just take the Bible up, or they did not, but just begin to explain or understand the parables, What about now? That's why he gave to the church ministry for the interpretation of the Word of God, for the explanation, until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What are we doing tonight? This word is to dislodge from you your own thoughts and your own mind concerning God. Your own interpretation, understanding, and replace it with the knowledge of God. And then you resist and, no, I won't let it go. But you got to let it go because it cannot enter in the kingdom of God. And when you let it go, something else is ministered to you, an abundance of entrance. This is what it's doing tonight, an abundance of entrance ministered unto you. More understanding, more word come to you than you could ever even bear in one lifetime. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed. There it goes again, in his field. The man that sowed good seed, are you listening to me? Was God, Christ. Where was his field? A heart. When did he sow that good seed? When did he begin to sow that good seed? From the garden. He went in the garden. The man planted a garden. That there was a little city. That's the Garden of Eden. And few men in it. And a great king, Satan, came against it. The fall of Eve, Adam and Eve. See, but there was few men in it. Because all the devil could see was Adam. But he didn't see Abel. He didn't see Seth. He didn't see Enoch and Moses. And going on down. Abraham. He didn't see the Gentiles, did he? He didn't see you and I. He didn't know that though we fall, we'd rise up again. Because of the fourth man that was in. He didn't see Jesus Christ was walking with us all the time. But while men slept, you know what that means? Not just go to bed naturally, is sleep. Because you're too busy. You don't have time. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat and just went his way. Just scatter it. Put a bad spirit in the church and left. That's why you have to have discerning of spirits. But notice, when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tears also. So it's hard to discern between tares and wheat. So the servants, they discovered something was wrong. So the servants of the householder came and said unto the master, sir, did not thou sow good seed in the field? Yes, he did. From whence then at the tares, the seed of the wicked one? But the seed of the woman will bruise the head. Are you a seed? Whose seed are you? I said, whose seed are you? Whose side are you on? Are you fighting to keep the church alive? I said, devil! You're not going to overturn this garden. He said unto them, an enemy had done this. You know the enemy. This enemy, the wicked one. See all those names? The servant said unto him, Lord, let me, wilt thou that I go out there, let's go and rebuke them and deal with it. You know, like some active church member. They know more than the pastor there. Oh, that brother is wrong. That sister is wrong. Let me go deal with him. Pastor, you want me to just go over there and tell him a piece of my mind? I had that right here in this church one time. And something was going on. And I'm not going to say a man or a woman that I was dealing with. You understand that? I'm not going to say it was a man or a woman, though it might have been Eve. And they wanted to deal with the person right then. I said, cool it. Don't get upset. There wasn't time for that. They wanted to get up there and cast demons out and rebuke that person. And you're dealing in today's world. You got to be careful who the devil set you up. When somebody come in this church, use wisdom. Don't just grab them and shake them and put your hand and start casting out the devil. Well, Jesus did it. Yes, but you're not Jesus. Because today it's a different world. Amen. You can be charged or sued for just touching a person unlawfully. That's why you have to ask them, do you want me to pray for you? Do you want me to lay? Ask them. Just so go over there and lay hands in there, because this is a different world. He said, but are you afraid? No, it's just wiser. Be wise as a serpent. And he said unto them, an enemy had done this. His servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, that's Jesus, the Lord. Nay, lest while you are rooting up the tares, you root up also the wheat. Because they didn't have enough discerning. You don't know the wheat different. You could be rooting up a wheat. Amen. That's why you have to be careful with people, how to deal with people. Say, hey, brother, just cast them out of church. That's rooting up. Just get rid of it. I had a person one time here said that get rid of a couple of people want me to get rid of a couple that's here. I'm not going to say who it is. But they came to me and says, when are you going to deal with them and get rid of them? I remember I was standing right there. They're not on the same page as them. You remember Brother Andre?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember Letty? Amen. But look at that. You see, they're gone. They're gone. Long time gone. But there they are. So you got to be wise as a serpent. Now remember, I didn't tell you anything. That was Letty revealing that. Pastor say, I didn't say nothing. It was Letty get excited and throw her hands up. But let both grow together until the harvest. Now the harvest is powerful. You hear that word? And a lot of ministers go over it. But the harvest is the end of the earth. And in Revelation 14, you find the harvest. Remember, trusting is sickle and reap. And you can read that when you get home. The harvest. You see you're learning things here? There's a harvest. The harvest is at the end of the age when the net is drawn. The net is cast out in the church age. The church is the net cast out into the sea of humanity. And at the end is to be pulled ashore. That at the second advent, he pulls it ashore, the kingdom shore, and pick out the good ones in the kingdom, and the bad ones, he casts them back out into the sea. Ah. But let both grow together until the harvest, underline the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together, first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Notice that they're bundles. Am I right? Tares and different bundles. You ever heard the saying, birds of a feather? All right, when he gathered them in bundles, looking at their lap. All right, listen to this. It's good. When he gathered them in bundles, he's going to put you with the person that has the same spirit. That's right. That's a bundle. He's going to group you into the same groups, same spirit. Same spirit, same spirit, stony ground, thorny ground, wayside. You see that already groups them? Good ground. You know, it's true. And you think if there's anybody you'd want to be with than the good ground Christians, Who would you like to be with? Who would you like to be with? The ground. I don't want to be a wayside soil or thorny ground. He's going to gather you together and bundle them up in one group. And what he's going to do with that? He's going to start burning. Another prophet putting forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like, this is parable, to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Now, a little mustard seed, but it grows to be the biggest tree. You remember the little stone? But it grew and grew and filled all the earth. Did you know when that word of God of the kingdom get into your heart, what is it going to do? It grows. Which indeed is the least of all seed. You feel like small? Your little mustard seed? But when it is grown, hallelujah. So you need to grow up in him. Growing up in him in all things. Length, breadth, depth, height. And so on, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge. But when it's grown, it is the greatest Christian, the greatest child of God. It is the greatest among the herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And these are not necessarily unclean birds. The birds is, you're reaching out to the Gentile birds. The nations, your neighbor next door, your family, they come and lodge in your branches because you have something. They find rest after a hard day's work and labor. They find peace and rest with you. Another parable, then it goes on now. Another parable, spake ye unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Which a woman took, that's the church, that woman is the church, the 11, and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. She hids it into 3 measures until the whole was measured, was leavened. And all these things, that's the head. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and because he did not want them to know, it was not appointed to them to know, and without a parable spake he not unto them. But remember, he said to the disciples, to them it's not given, but to you it is given to know. And tonight I'm talking to some people here, and I believe all of you, that is given to know. That's why you're here. Now open up your heart and say, God, I want it. Hallelujah. Come on. Said, I'm tired of me. This world has nothing for me. I live in it. I eat, sleep, but that's it, Lord. With food and raiment. But I want God. I love you, Lord. Can you do that? All these things he spake unto the multitudes in parables, and without a parable spake he not to them. That they heard and heard, and then they finally went home and said, can you imagine when they went home? On the way home? What kind of preacher is that? What kind of foolishness is he talking about? Because they didn't understand. But Jesus was fulfilling scriptures. You don't care what the devil says, as long as you're fulfilling scripture. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. What do you care what the devil say? You just humble yourself. That's right. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret. Do you have a red pen or something like that? Secret from the foundation of the world. From when? From the foundation of the world, he had some secrets and he hid them, and they didn't know until it was interpreted. The disciples had it. They knew it. Paul had it. You and I have it tonight. Look at us understanding the mysteries. What they did not understand tonight, we understand it. Is that it? Then, how many more verses? Then, then Jesus, notice, sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parables of the tears of the field. No, no, you're smart. She's very smart. She's forcing me to go on. So tomorrow, Wednesday night, we pick up 37. It's 36. Because you don't want to. Yeah, too much. Then if I give you everything tonight, you won't come back to church, right? Because you say, oh, I already got it. But the assignment is that you go and read this whole chapter over. And then remind me, Pastor, you've got to get back Wednesday night, no matter what I want to do. You have to get back on 36 down and we finish it because it goes to 50. 50, see, that's a lot. You got to do it in two sermons. This will be, I'll be so tired. Amen. So God is good, isn't he? We're glad to see every one of you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you.